Hey, it's time for the good stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge out of the Heart City, Valentine, Nebraska. Located right there on the very north edge of Nebraska, there's a heart right there. Let's talk about the R word. You say ranching? That's right. You can immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. With comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture, it's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News. Visit tsln.com.
Well, I wanted to share a few cowboy sayings.
Very good.
Can I do that to start
Absolutely.
The program today?
Are those sayings or blessings?
Well, they're kind of blessings and sayings.
Oh, or are
sayings.
They toasts?
Well, they could be about any of those, I think.
Okay.
So
let her go.
This comes from Hal Swift. May your rope and hand be steady and your cinch stay good and tight. When you get to where you're going, may you sleep in peace tonight. Huh, good thought there. So that'd be good. They could do that for a toast.
Yeah.
May your days be filled with usefulness, your nights be filled with rest. May your life be filled with happiness and all that you love best. Another one from Hal Swift. Here's one from J.D. Seibert. May your mustache grace your upper lip and always hang with a majestic curl. But feel free to discount this advice if you happen to be a girl.
Okay, it's time now for something from Jake Lake. We haven't had anything from Jake for a little bit. And this is called You Are, and it's you and then the letter R. You are strong when you take your grief and teach it to smile. You are brave when you overcome your fear and help others to do the same. You are happy when you see a flower and give it your blessing. You are loving when your own pain does not blind you to the pain of others. You are wise when you know the limits of your wisdom. You are true when you admit there are times you fool yourself. You are alive when tomorrow's hope means more to you than yesterday's mistake. You are growing when you know what you are, but not what you will become. You are free when you are in control of yourself and do not wish to control others. You are honorable when you find your honor is to honor others. You are generous when you can take as sweetly as you can give. You are humble when you do not know how humble you are. You are thoughtful when you see me just as I am and treat me just as you are. You are merciful when you forgive in others the faults you condemn in yourself. You are beautiful when you don't need a mirror to tell you. You are rich when you never need more than what you have. And you are you when you are at peace with who you are not. Jake Lake, we love his work. Here's something from the furrow. Little Jimmy came home from school with rumpled clothes, a black eye, and numerous bruises and scratches. His horrified mother inspected him for serious injury, then offered a concerned rebuke. Jimmy, how many times have I told you not to play with those bully boys? Jimmy looked at his mother in disbelief. Do I really look like I've been playing with anybody? I'm not sure that's funny. That's kind of sad.
Yeah. So what's the common term for someone who enjoys work and refuses to retire?
I don't know.
Nuts.
Wasp.
Why are retirees so slow to clean out the basement, attic, or garage?
I don't know.
They know that as soon as they do, one of their adult kids will want to move some stuff in there.
That's right. That's so, my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Don't let them know.
I'm not a retiree, but that's still my story.
What do retirees call a long lunch? Normal.
Oh, very good. I was going to say Monday or something.
Enough of this.
Okay, Mike, here's something a little different. The Bozeman Trail, 300 miles shorter than the standard Oregon Trail, could save an entire month's travel for the early settlers. It began in Glen Rock, Wyoming, known then as Deer Creek, and traveled northward along the eastern foothills of the Bighorn Mountains into Montana, eventually ending at Virginia City, Montana, and the gold fields. The trail was named after an adventurer from Georgia, John M. Bozeman, who traveled the trail in reverse and promoted it as a better, quicker route to the Montana goldfields. Nelson Story and his cowboys drove a herd of 600 longhorn cattle north from Texas to Montana to start the first cattle ranching operation in the Yellowstone River area. The herd was reduced to half because of raids before they reached their destination. Television miniseries, guess which miniseries?
Lonesome Dove.
That's right. It's a story about that very cattle drive.
Oh, well, thanks for sharing a little Montana history for our listeners up there in the Montana region. And thanks for tuning in for this edition of The Good Stuff.